Okay, Sunday night, V'Halachim Chavis Alvodus, or the Yud Ches Kislev. So the ideal place to put the menorah is outside, to B'nai Rishu Sarabim. The B'nai Rishu Sarabim. It's hard for people to get used to the idea if you're B'nai Chutz La'aretz and you made Aliyah. So, you know, your children are very used to Hanukkah being you light the menorah and you dance around and you sing, and it really is a celebration for the B'nai Bayis, but that's not really the ideal Tzuras HaMitzvah. The ideal Tzuras HaMitzvah is to light to the outside. Now, you can light in the inside too if you have kids, so you can light in the inside. If you're on a lower floor, less than 20 amos from Rishus HaRabim, high, and you have a window facing Rishus HaRabim, then your kids could still light there and make a bracha. But certainly the ideal place to light is outside. Now, we're outside. So our minhag, I say our minhag Yishalayim, and I'm pretty sure in Beit Shemesh too, is not to follow the Chazon Ish in his definition of chotzer, and we put it in the Pesach to the chotzer, the Pesach of a yard, or the Pesach of a garden. It can be seen by Bnei Yishus HaRabim. You need an entrance there, though. The most achrayim hold, you don't need a door frame or a door, but you do need an entrance. You can't just put it on an open side. If there's like three walls and then there's an open side, you can't just put it on that side. You need the tzura of an entrance. That's the Pesach. You put it opposite the mezuzah. Most of the time there's no mezuzah there, because most of the time there's no mashkof. Well, maybe not, but it depends. So if there's a mezuzah there, so you put it on the opposite side of the mezuzah. And if there's no mezuzah there, you put it on the right side walking in, where you would put the mezuzah. Really it's more ideal to put it alongside the entrance, not jutting out into the width of the entrance, but to put it alongside, so that the whole menorah is like within a tefach of the door post, of the post. But, okay, there's no but. If it could be better seen, or seen more easily by the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, then the other way, because sometimes it's very hard to see it if it's that way, so then we would go for where it's more publicly seen.
What are the two ways?
The ideal way is to put it alongside the post, not jutting into the entrance. Not
the
taking up any space.
The outer wall.
Perpendicular to the entrance. Not perpendicular to the entrance.
Parallel
to the entrance. It's more ideal to put it parallel to the entrance than, not to the entrance, to the post. To the post of the entrance. Parallel to that, not perpendicular to it, jutting out into the entrance. But if it's better seen or seen by more people in the entrance, then you do it that way. The same with the height. The ideal height is less than 10 tefachim, above 3 tefachim. But we go for where it would be better seen. If it can't be seen by B'nai Rishus HaRabim, and I think that B'nai Rishus HaRabim is Dafka, it says B'nai Rishus HaRabim, not the guy that lives, you need B'nai Rishus HaRabim. Even though nowadays there's not as much pedestrian traffic as there used to be, obviously. People are in cars. But still, the Tzuras HaMitzvah is that the B'nai Rishus HaRabim should see it. So if you don't have an entrance way to B'nai Rishus HaRabim, where B'nai Rishus HaRabim could see it, then it's better to put it in a window. If it's less than 20 amos, and it could be seen by B'nai Rishus HaRabim, then that would be preferred. If more people could see it in the window than would see it by the entrance, that would be a good shaila, and you have to ask a shaila. That's a good shaila. Okay, we're learning Chavis Alvodus now, and we're starting Perek Gimel of Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, which is like the famous Perek in Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and maybe, arguably, one of the most famous Prokhom in the whole Sefer. אבל על קופונים יחש בן אדם נפשו לאלוקים יסעלה. I'll come upon him. How many angles should be your cheshbon? And again, this is not a cheshbon of what you did that day, but a cheshbon of what, where you're going with yourself. What you owe Hashem, and if you're fulfilling what you owe Hashem. And if you're fulfilling your own destiny, your own pathway to Olam Haba, your own destiny, your own avodas Hashem, to make a cheshbon. It's more like it's an accounting, but not of what you did that day. It's an accounting of, in general, you know, it's like a business makes an accounting. They don't make an accounting of that day. You just see where the business is headed. If you're basically earning a profit or a deficit, if you're moving closer to your goal. Omar Kiofani Achezman Rabban Bin Yenoseh. There are many, many different things you can think about and wonder about and determine if you're living up to them. Achavar Mem Shloshim Ponim. He's going to give you 30. Now he says right away, there's more than these 30. But I'm going to give you 30, and Yisbar Mehem, and these 30 will give you Masha Odom Chayabo Lelokim, Shenosin Osam Alibo, when you think about them, Umakabal Al Nafsho Lachsho Bahem, the list grows from Tom. You think about them. There are people who do one a day, maybe, and they chazer it every 30 days, and some. In times past, sometimes there was Tehillim with 30 days Tehillim, and they have Chayz Al Bavis a Cheshbon a day for 30 days also, together with the Tehillim. And he says, you know, you have to study them, but you have to be Nosin Osam Alibo. You have to contemplate them and think about them and remember them. There's no point just learning about them. And I don't think we'll be able to do one a day. We'll start with the first paragraph of number one. We'll already start today. We're not doing the whole number one. Harishon. It goes 30, right? 1 to 30. Harishon is... The first few are different angles of Hakaras HaTov. And the very first one is that you exist. But he already includes that you exist as a person. Because really, existence, you could have existed as a tree, could have existed as an animal, could have existed as a fish, could exist as a plant. It's also existence, better than not existing at all, which is very hard to contemplate. We can barely contemplate our being dead, which I don't know, it's also hard to like imagine, but certainly it's hard to imagine not being. So, but he includes in this number one, so really it splits up into a lot. Because he already, because you could already, you're a human, which is already like ten things that you could have been. And you're a human. And then you can go into Shalom Asani Goy, and Shalom Asani Oved, and Shalom Asani Isha, and, right, and then, so, Harishon Kshayshtak Alodna Binyan Atzmo, the Yachshu B'tchilas HaVayoso, to his very creation, Milo Metziah El Metziah, from non-existence to existence. I mean, he's calling the state before the embryo, before the fetus, is non-existence. Obviously, the Neshama existed, but it didn't. He's not talking about that. He's talking about as you are now in this world. But the kosel may I am liyesh. The lo yisron shekodam lo. There's no, Hashem didn't owe you. He couldn't, it's impossible. There was nothing you did to compel Hashem to create you. So you're already in a deficit of owing Hashem your very existence. There's no way a person could imagine, even if he imagines in his life, if. That he deserves anything, but he certainly can't imagine that he deserves to be brought into existence. Because, for obvious reasons, if you don't understand why, then think about it. Ach chesed alokim, v'tuvo v'nidvaso. This is pure chesed. No one can argue with this, that Hashem created you. The yireh b'sichlo k'hu choshev b'inyano,
And he's a person. He's like Venisa Madrigoso, Umuula Mimaskunto, Minabahema, Vahatsemach, Vahamutsok. So that is his words for Domem Tzomeach Chai. Domem Mutsok is, I don't know the word, but it means Domem. The Tzemach is a plant, a growing plant, that's the Chai, and the Dab, I'm sorry, is the Tzomeach, and Chai, and Bema. So there's a lot Nichal in this Rishon, that you exist, that you don't exist as a stone, you don't exist as a plant, you don't exist as an animal, and you owe Hashem that, and then it really goes on and on. Because we're talking about, as I said, Shlomo Sani Goy Everisha. And okay, Yishai Vlodos Laborious Baruch. Okay, we're in the middle of number one, and we'll continue.
Here's a doorway. Here's a menorah. I have no idea what the two ways
are. I don't know. I have no idea what you're showing me. Where's the Rosh Hashanah?
Rosh Hashanah.
You put it here. Yeah.
Like this?
Well, this is also a Shaila, but my point was this way, not this way. Then there's a Shaila if you should, how, if it's, I'm not 100% sure how we, what the consensus is. If you should put it here or here.
Well, everybody puts it that way.
This way?
Yeah, on the wall next to it or in front of the door.
Well,
that way.
This way.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is how you should put it. This is the ideal.
Okay. Yeah, but not in the doorway. Outside the doorway.
Yeah, here and there.
Yeah.
Probably that's the ideal. But my point tonight was this, not that.
Oh, okay.
But if this can't be seen, so you do that.
And if it's a window.
Well, I said everything tonight.
Thanks for
on the windowsill, you have two.